1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH News Center Time, 7:21. It's time for Connecticut Press Club Award-winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. Each Tuesday at this time, Greenwich resident Robin Pastor, a licensed agent in life, health, accident, and retirement planning, will discuss concerns that families and individuals may have regarding steps they may take to protect their health, life, and people they love, given that people are projected to live longer than ever today. Here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning, everyone out there listening in Fairfield and Westchester counties. Everyone listening streaming live everywhere. Boston, Massachusetts, Storrs, Connecticut, Yukon, The Quiet Corner, Brooklyn, Connecticut. Please keep your text, comments, emails coming. I want to give a big shout out, a thank you to our friends at Greenwich High School. Attended a big presentation last night for parents whose children will be starting the high school. It was fantastic. We are indeed privileged to be part of a community where inclusion, integrity, and kindness are our core values. And speaking of core values, we are talking with one of the most inspiring men you will ever meet. He founded a fantastic company, which is educating our children and parents across the county. Good morning, Steve Michelle.
Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Terrific on this cold, cold February morning. I wanted to mention your unique company, because as you and I were talking about off air, several years back, I have a son now who's 16, and several years back, friends of mine in town were saying, oh my gosh, the one thing that you do not have to look forward to is when the time comes to educate your child about driving, because nowadays, in the state of Connecticut anyway, we have to go to this ridiculous class where its parents have to go with the kids, and it wastes a lot of time, and it's so boring. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe you're going to have to go through this. It's terrible. And my experience was exactly the opposite because of your company. Tell us what you do.
Well, our company is Fresh Green Light, and we are a driving school. And we focus on creating safe and confident new teen drivers.
And the program that I went to was in Darien. There was a really fantastic woman, Eileen. And one of the buzzwords these days is connect, 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 connect. We want to make sure that kids and parents alike, adults in the community as well as children, feel connected. And Eileen did an amazing job, in my opinion, in my experience with her, at connecting with both the parents and the teenagers in the audience. And she shared some true stories about what can happen if you look down for a moment while you're driving and check an email or a text or make a phone call. And some of those stories were just heart-wrenching. There was one that you and I were talking about off-air where a mom texted her daughter, and the girl looked down for a moment, and her life was changed. She'd gone from being a gymnast and a cheerleader, and everything was looking perfect, and now not so much. And now they travel. High school is talking about education and educating people to really put the phones away while they are in a moving vehicle. Tell us what inspired you to start your company.
Well, my wife and I are the parents of four kids, and as our oldest came to driving age, 16, we started looking around at the resources that were available to help us teach our child how to drive, and we just were really not impressed what was out there. So we saw the opportunity to create something that was, more convenient for today's busy parents and more effective and just more modern and, you know, kind of a more holistic approach to creating safe teen drivers. And as you learned during the class, you know, car crashes are the number one killer of teenagers in America. And most parents don't know that. We certainly didn't know that. So it's something that you really have to take seriously. And so we were thrilled to start the business, and it's very rewarding to do it. And thank you for all your kind words about Eileen. She actually worked in the Greenwich schools for years, so we're thrilled to have her.
Ah, well, that makes sense, because she just has this great way about her of being completely on the same page as the kids and the parents. And one thing that she really drilled, which sounds cliche, it sounds like, oh, we all know that, but it's something that I personally work on every single minute of every single day, although my children will tell you that's not the case, but it is the case. it's trying to be better role models for our kids. When Gretchen Carlson was on my show, she talked about her experience growing up and how her parents were such excellent role models and the faith they had and the encouragement. And it's so important in your brochure booklet that I'm looking at right now, you give tips on how to be a good driving coach for your child. And the number one thing you say is walk the talk, because your child gets their cues on how you behave as an adult. And they get their cues by watching you and watching what you do. And you can't expect your kids to follow any rules if you don't. Tell us about how you put together your book, the guide that you give to your adults and your kids.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point. You know, the truth is, you know, as parents, we, you know, we haven't had any real driver training since we were probably in high school. You know, so we've developed bad habits over the years, and, you know, we get in the habit of telling our kids, you know, do as I say, not as I do. And it's, I think one of the things that's great about the parent class in Connecticut and the laws in Connecticut is it gives parents a chance to just get a little refresher on, hey, you know, how should we be driving? And, you know, the parents, frankly, as you know, are probably as bad on their cell phones and texting while driving as the kids are. We see it all the time if you drive down the post road. So, you know, what we want to do is just give practical tips to kind of, you know, be a role model, because your kids are going to drive the way you drive. You know, if you're talking on the phone while you're driving, they're going to feel comfortable doing that. If you're speeding regularly, they're going to feel comfortable doing that. So we just wanted to put out some tips and some reminders for parents.
And something else that was not intuitive that I never would have thought of that Eileen taught us that evening, and Darianne, was to role play. And before your child goes out for the evening, just to sit down and actually role play and talk about what do you do first and what, you know, where you're going to be, and don't forget to call and check in and that kind of thing. She also showed Tim Hollister's videotapes. Tim is a Connecticut dad who founded Not So Fast, which is it's a series of driving, really his experience losing his son behind the wheel. How did you find Tim?
Well, Tim, what happened was in around 2007, 2008, there were a number of fatalities in Connecticut, a teen driving fatalities, and it really caused the state to take a look at their laws. And Tim's son, Reed Hollister, was one of those unfortunate kids who lost their life. And Tim really became an activist around safe teen driving and was a driver behind these laws that, frankly, are some of the best in the country. And although they may seem onerous for teenagers and parents, the truth is, you know, again, keeping our kids safe behind the wheel is the most important thing, and these laws do it. And Tim's a really remarkable guy, and has just really taken this tragedy and done something really wonderful with it, and just been a voice for safe teen driving and smart teen driving. You know, the truth is, you know, when we're driving with our kids and they have the learner's permit, they're not going to get in much trouble.
Right.
But the minute they pass their road test and they have their own license and they're out on their own, that's when they really need to be careful, and we need to pay attention. I think as parents, we think, oh, they got their license, everything's done.
Right.
And that truth is, that's when it starts.
Well, I wish we had more time. I hope that people reach out to you, freshgreenlight.com. You're here in Fairfield County. You're a wonderful company. And as always in life, it's the people that make the difference. And your people, Ivy, Eileen, the people behind the scenes of your company, in my experience and my opinion, are just really awesome and down to earth and make it all fun. So thank you very much. And do you have any other contact information you want to give our listeners today?
Yeah, I'll just give our phone number, which is 203-861-1188. And you know, frankly, you know, we really appreciate parents like you who are supporting what we're doing in the community, Robin. So thank you.
Okay, you have a great day.
All right, Robin, thanks.
All right, thanks, Robin. Thanks, Steve. That's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastore. And you hear it each Tuesday morning at this time right here on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere.